Hello. I don't believe we've been properly introduced. My name is Andrew Woodson. I'm the host of an internet radio show called The Drew Show. Started over 10 years ago, podcasting, more like 13, 14 years ago. And at the time, yes, it was known as internet radio. No one knew what the heck it was. It was known as a means to get on the internet and kind of talk to yourself, self-produced internet radio show. And you were truly, if you were around back then doing it, you were truly the pioneers of podcasting, because that's what it was. I started on the platform Blog Talk Radio. They provided a platform to call into, to have call-in guests. I mean, it was great. It was a great platform to be able to do what you wanted to do in internet, in radio and TV. I knew I always wanted to do something with radio or television, whether it was in front of the microphone or behind the scenes to some degree. I knew that. That's what I wanted to do, but I didn't really know how I wanted to do it or anything to that nature whatsoever. But I searched one day on the internet, on Google, how to start, or how to be on the radio or how to host a radio show or something to that nature. And internet radio came up. So that's how I found it. I created shows that no one will ever hear because I deleted a long time ago. It'd be humiliating to even listen to at this point. But I started playing around with it, I guess is the best way to put it. And I saw that you could have call-in guests, right? And you could schedule shows for an hour, 45 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, however long you wanted to. And it made me start thinking, maybe I could have celebrities on the show. And yes, that seemed a little far-fetched. Back then, you got to understand, no one knew what this was or anything. So it was very far-fetched. I did some research for a little while, and I started reaching out to some agents and publicists, some marketing agencies and things like that to try to get clients on the show, to get people on the show. My first guest that was recorded and is still out there somewhere, was with a lady named Jessica Kane Urich. She's a singer-songwriter in Nashville. At the time, she was on a dating show called Dating in the Dark. It was on ABC, and it was Dating in the Dark, kind of a blind date kind of thing. I think it made it 2 seasons, to be exact. But she was on the very first season, very first episode. And so I had her on the show. And that was really cool. Interviewed her and it went okay. Not great, but it went okay. It wasn't bad. That's kind of where it went. And I started reaching out to some other people and had some cool guests on the show and some people that a lot of people that no one ever heard of and things like that. So that was, it was fun. It was fun to do that and fun to explore and talk to people. So my first celebrity guest was Dennis Haskins, Mr. Belding, Saved by the Bell. And that was a big deal to me. That was a huge big deal. And I was such a big fan of Saved by the Bell when I was a kid, a teenager growing up. And it was just, it was really cool to interview him. He even messed up one time during the interview and called him Mr. Belding. Yeah. So that was fun. One thing kind of led from there. Another thing led to another. And started interviewing other people, started reaching out to even bigger names and, interviewed people. I think the next one was Bill Goldberg, as y'all know, famous wrestler, actor, and you know, he's done some, cool projects. He was on The Apprentice. We even talked about that. One day I got an email from a lady named Marcia Rickett. She was a publicist with NBC Universal, and asked if I'd like to be a part of their radio tours. And I undoubtedly, I said, absolutely. It sounded like an amazing opportunity. You got to understand, when you reach out, many of you in podcasting or in other media outlets may probably know this. If you're brand new to podcasting or anything, you may not quite, but when you reach out to agents and publicists and alike and whoever you reach out to, you may not get the guest that you're requesting, which happened to me a lot. I got a lot of no's. I got a lot of no responses at all. So I got a lot of those, but you make other connections. So you email someone and say, hey, I'd love to have this guest on the show. A lot of times they will pass your information along to their colleague, coworker, or someone else even that doesn't work for the company and says, you know, this person with this internet radio show would like to have them on the show, or would like to have, you know, future clients of yours on his show. And they'll start reaching out, right? So that's pretty much what happened. Just out of the blue, I got that email from Marcia Rickett with NBC Universal and started talking to other people, started talking with publicists from TV Land, the television station, and interviewed some people from that. Interviewed a young man named Josh McDermott that was on a TV show called Retired at 35. He was also a big part of the Walking Dead TV show. He was Eugene on that show. Really good guy. Had him on twice. Really nice guy. And I made good friends with some other people. Famous psychic Sylvia Brown. Made good friends with her up until her passing, and now friends with her son Chris to this day. Chris is a really, really good guy, and working some projects with Chris now. But basically, you know, that's where it led to. That's where of interviewing big guests on the show. I've had Eva Longoria, Nick Lachey, and Allison Sweeney, and Melissa Gilbert, Corbin Benson on the show, and not to name drop, but that's just some of the likes of who I've had. And I've been so fortunate, and I'm so grateful for Blog Talk Radio for creating this platform to allow people to express themselves and to create content and to give this opportunity. Because if it wasn't for them 13 years ago, however long it's been, I would have never, and many of us would have never been able to do what we did. So I'm very fortunate. I feel very fortunate that they did that, and very, very grateful that they allowed that opportunity. I stopped podcasting for a little while. I stopped. I needed a break from it. You know, life, family, work, everything got kind of sidetracked, I guess, or kind of got in the way, and just carried on with life. But I always loved podcasting. A man by the name of Alan Levy created Blog Talk Radio. And to my knowledge, I believe Blog Talk Radio I won't create any speculation with that, but at this time, the Drew Show and Blog Talk Radio will cut ties with each other. I'm very fortunate for everything that they've provided. Unfortunately, some things have happened that I will just say that I'll no longer wish to have my podcast associated with the platform. But I am moving the platform, and we'll be producing more shows very soon. And I'm so excited. Please go to thedrewshow.com and follow me. Follow me on Instagram at Drew, D-R-E-W, Woodson, W-O-O-D-S-O-N. Please check me out there. Twitter, Drew BTR is the name. So, but thank you to all the listeners that ever came over to Blog Talk Radio. It is immensely appreciated. I always said a lot during shows, I've always mentioned it at the start of a lot of the shows, that I couldn't have done any of it without the listeners. And that still is still very true today. I'm very thankful to Blog Talk Radio and the listeners. I would have never been able to get the shows that I got without you. And I'm very grateful for that. I hope that you will continue to follow the show, give your support, and share it with your friends. And I know that it will be as successful as it was many years ago. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.